On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
KM FM's been told some of the parts for the new runway at Heathrow could be built in Kent. Bosses from the airport are visiting Peel Ports in Sheerness later, which could be used for off-site construction. It's being done to spread out the new jobs and economic growth the project's expected to bring. These people in the town think that's a good idea.
Steel mill closed, there's nothing here. You've got no jobs over here, nothing. It's really hard to find, don't you? I feel sorry for the youngsters.
If it creates work, that's a good thing. Employment on the island, that's a good thing.
Brilliant though, great for the island, great jobs. Yeah, fantastic idea, love it.
Emergency repairs are being carried out after a 10-foot wide sinkhole opened up in Tenterden. It first appeared on a footpath next to an electricity substation on the corner of Recreation Ground Road yesterday evening and has grown bigger since. Gas workers are at the scene. The impact of funding cuts on schools is being discussed at an emergency summit in Canterbury later. It's after claims local schools are at breaking point and are set to lose millions of pounds in real terms over the next few years. The National Association of Head Teachers says it's having a particular impact on children with special educational needs. Robert Kelsall is the group's national secretary.
Since 2010, pretty much the school's funding per pupil has been frozen, whilst the cost of running schools has increased year on year. And now we've seen, obviously, the support to other support services that support children and young people with additional needs been also taken away through cuts to other vital support services.
A 27-year-old from Hastings is due in court after a man jumped out of a moving car on the M20 and ran off into a field. Police managed to stop the vehicle after it rebounded off a crash barrier near the hard shoulder of the London-bound carriageway at Hollingbourne on Wednesday. A carrier bag of cash has also been seized. A teenager from Gillingham who was bullied for making music is releasing his debut single. 15-year-old James received hate comments online whenever he posted a new song. He's since become an anti-bullying ambassador for the Diana Award and has told KMFM he wants to send a positive message to young people.
Even though I've been told no, even though I've been doubted and everybody said I wouldn't go far, I can still do the things that I love and I haven't let that affect me in such a massive way that I can't carry on. So I just want all the young people that listen to it to have that in their minds as well.
And a self-employed gardener from Kent has revealed how he joked with a friend about winning the lottery just moments before scooping £3 million on a scratch card. 30-year-old James Evans from Romney Marsh bought it on his way home last Friday. He's now planning to move to run a business in Cornwall with girlfriend Jojo.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Kent have declared on 446 for 8 in their second innings on day 3 of the championship game against Warwickshire. The visitors are now batting again at Tunbridge Wells. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.